I created Destination Unlimited to examine the crossroads of science and spirituality. One of the most fascinating aspects of this is foundational religious history and how we've arrived at the tenets that are followed and accepted by mainstream religion today. As a young boy in the 1950s and 60s, I grew up with a culturally Jewish background and by rote attended Hebrew school in preparation for bar mitzvah. Having both an inquisitive mind and a spiritual bent, I wondered why women were relegated to a secondary and often demeaned role in the Torah, considering most of the wisdom that was offered to me came from school teachers who were women, and of course, my mother. Why were women not afforded the same regard, status, and dignity as their male counterparts, not only in religious tradition, but in the society that I was growing up in? Furthermore, if creation of life required both man and woman, how could a masculine God have created all of us without partnering with a goddess? Needless to say, I was chastised for asking these questions and really never got those answers until I began my interfaith studies and practice in the 1990s. What happened to the feminine divine and the ephemeral goddess? Was there evidence for God the Mother? My guests this week on Destination Unlimited, Lynn Picknett and Clive Prince, have been diligently researching and writing about this very question and many more historical and religious mysteries since partnering in 1989. They are best-selling authors of The Stargate Conspiracy and The Templar Revelation, which directly inspired Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code. They are frequent speakers at conferences around the world and regularly appear on TV series such as Forbidden History, History's Ultimate Spies, Medieval Murder Mysteries, and Ancient Aliens. They reside in the UK, and their website is picknettprince.com. They join me this week to discuss their just-published and latest book, When God Had a Wife, The Fall and Rise of the Sacred Feminine in the Judeo-Christian Tradition.